Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. I was just hoping to ask a question about my mustache parrot.
Yes, certainly. What were you wanting to know?
Thank you. My daughter just rang me because she's been told by a fellow that I think they breed them down at Parrots for Purpose.
Okay.
She showed him a that was hers, and then she's had to give it to me. But she's showed him a photo of our bird, and he said, oh, she's got a very bad deficiency, vitamin D deficiency and A deficiency, because there's little, like, the edges of all her feathers on her back have, like, dark, and they're sort of rimmed in, it's not quite black, but it's like a very dark brown. She's very bright. She's nothing wrong with her. She's very active and hungry, and she's very happy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no symptoms. He just said that she's very deficient and in danger or something because of the deficiency.
Okay.
And I just wanted to ring and call somebody that is really trained in veterinary science to see if there is. I was advised by my daughter, he told my daughter that I'm to put her in direct sunlight between 12 and 2 in the afternoon, or 12 and 4, or across a 2 to 4 hour period in direct sunlight out in the sun,
mm-hmm.
To fix her for 2 weeks. And I'm scared that if I put her out there, she's going to die.
Yeah.
Because they dehydrate and overheat and whatnot.
Yeah. It would be very hard to say what's going on with your bird without a full assessment and everything.
Yeah.
Like the brown markings on the featherings, if this parrot has gone from your daughter to yourself, could be like stress bars as well, which...
She has been here for a while.
Oh, she's been there for a while? Okay.
Yeah, she gave it to me last year, yeah.
Yeah, like definitely direct sunlight, you get the best vitamin D. They don't get vitamin D, they can't get it through glass from the sun, like the UV.
Yep.
They don't get that. So saying out in the sun, getting direct sunlight, yes, you get vitamin D from that. Like there could be other underlying things. We do recommend just with a dog and cat to do a yearly health assessment just to make sure that there isn't anything underlying that we might be concerned about. The thing that she is eating and she's bright and alert and happy, that is a good thing. These guys can sometimes get vitamin deficiencies and do require like injections of like a vitamin mineral supplement to help nutritionally. But we could definitely have a look through a health assessment and just see if there is some concerns with the feathering and things like that would warrant a vitamin injection. Or we could obviously do an internal assessment by blood test to see what the internal health is doing, to see if there is concerns that way as well that could be causing the feathering to be that darker colour. My recommendations is to do a health assessment with the vet to see, and then they can discuss further treatment plan if they do believe that there needs to be a treatment plan, or do further work up to make sure that their internal health is doing well as well through blood.
Yeah, definitely. I have two questions from that.
Yeah.
First one is how much is a health assessment?
Yep, sure. So the consult with the vet is $170. They will do a full assessment, physical exam, and they'll also look at basic fecals, which is like a wet mount on their feces that they pass. They may want to do a gram stain on their feces, which basically indicates and tests and sees what the gut bacteria in their gut is like through the staining on the feces, and that's $50 if they need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to blood testing, they will talk to you about that, but it's obviously up to you whether or not you want to go that far. But initially the consultation is $170.
Yeah, okay. Until I can get that money together, Is it unsafe for me to put, what time span? I'll start putting her out in direct sunlight. Does that mean that I can just leave her inside the door but have the door open?
As long as there's no glass impeding the door, like that is right. Like going into our warmer months, like definitely I wouldn't be popping her straight in the heat of the sun in the warmer months, definitely not. Like even just filtered sunlight from that doesn't come through a window is okay. But I wouldn't be stressing her out or doing any changes as such until you get an assessment done. Like if you are going to have her in a cage and you're going to be like out gardening or something like that, you can definitely take her outside. But you do have to watch for predatory birds such as, well, your black and whites, your magpies and your butcher birds. They can be quite territorial, and we have actually seen birds get grabbed and bitten through the cage. So if you are going to do that, just putting like a towel over three sides of the cage to protect so they can get to the back of the cage, and just monitoring to make sure that there's nothing like that out or going to go for the cage. Like being a moustache parrot, not so much. Like it's definitely the budgies and the canaries and things like that they definitely go for. But I have seen nasty mice and stuff through cages from that. So basically,
so is there a time span that I should not leave her out in the sun more than? I just don't want her overheating and dying.
Yeah, like definitely, same applies. Like they do run at a higher temperature than us, but they do need shade and everything as well, because they can get obviously heat stroke. Not so much with the parrots, but definitely, I wouldn't be putting them in direct sunlight during the heat of the day, like 12 till 2. Just filtered light is fine, as long as it's not through glass is basically what we would recommend. And for about 20 minutes, half an hour, it will be fine. But yeah, you have to obviously assess, like moustache parrots can be a bit nervous birds. So any change, we don't want to alter a lot of change as well, because that puts stress on the bird as well, just like by changing their environment, taking them outside. Like it is a good thing, but obviously we have to monitor the bird as well. So if there is potential stress bars and things like that,
they can get what?
I lost my train of thought, sorry.
Sorry, that's why I tried to stop. You said that they can get quite stressed. They can get...
Moustache parrots can be a little bit stressy type birds. Like some birds, moustache parrots are very well adjusted and are totally okay. But just like changing up the movements, taking them to a foreign area like outside if they're not used to it can put additional stress on them as well. So I would recommend is just keep doing what you're doing. If you're going to go outside and you're going to be out there just sitting out saying, hey, we had coffee or something, definitely take the cage out and just assess while you're there. Get some filtered sunlight that way and then take them back inside. But I wouldn't be taking them out, leaving them out if you're not going to be out there.
Yeah, no. So just at like 20-minute, half-an-hour intervals if I'm with her.
That's fine. And you can just assess. If she's freaking out, like flapping around the cage and really stressing out that way, then take her back to a normal environment. I wouldn't be stressing her out, taking her outside. Like definitely direct like outside light and stuff is good with the vitamin D, but there could be other things underlying with this little one that is causing the darker feathering, as I said. It could be an internal issue going on, like a liver or kidney issue. And we would also discuss in the health check things such as diet as well, because diet plays a big role in nutritional health. And that can cause changes in feathering and health. So that's things that we would discuss in a health check as well.
Well, that's all good to know. And I'll try and hit my daughter up to at least go halves, because she's not sure. She went travelling, so she couldn't take the baby. She's only about 1 year old. She asked if I could look after her. And then since she's come back, she went travelling for about 6 months. So she gave up her unit and everything. So she's just staying with her boyfriend's parents, where she can't really have her there. And they have dogs and stuff, and she said it's just unsafe. So I said, well, you can leave her here, and then sort of Baby's, that's her name, Baby, she's getting bonded sort of to me.
Yeah.
And Jess is like, oh, I don't know whether I should take her back or when I get my new apartment, which hasn't happened yet. So I still don't even know whether it's my bird or hers. But
yeah,
even if she can go halves with me, I will stuff with her. But definitely don't leave her out in direct sunlight for 2 to 4 hours a day. That's what they told her to do.
Yeah, like as I said, it's hard to say without seeing the bird itself.
If it is
going
the D,
on.
Vitamin D deficiency.
And as I said, like coming into summer, the heat of the day, like yes, people do have birds and aviaries outside, which is perfectly fine, but they would have covering and stuff. So definitely direct sunlight without any shelter or shade to get away in the cool. I wouldn't be recommending that, no. But if you're going to be out, say, under a pergola where there's filtered sunlight coming through, like without any glass or anything, yeah, definitely take her out and in her cage and let her get some sunlight that way. That's perfectly okay. But if you're going to go back inside, I'd take her back inside. Just
oh, definitely.
The predatory birds, yeah, it only takes one little pull through the cage and you could get a fractured leg or things like that.
So when you say filtered light, does that mean that it's not directly
directly sitting out, like with the sun competing down on their cage. It's coming through, like under a pergola, like you've got the
sideways.
You can still get light coming that way, and they can go in the light. But as I said, I don't know, like with the heat of the summer coming up, I wouldn't directly be letting them out in direct sunlight where they can't, in a cage, get away into the shade of a tree or something.
Yeah, that's correct. No worries. I'll try maybe setting up a cage, which is, like you said, I'll just take her out when I go because I'm so scared that other birds will get her. I'll let my daughter know all of this. And whereabouts are you guys situated? I've just sort of Googled exotic.
Yeah, so we're in Redcliffe. Do you know Redcliffe at all?
I do, because I didn't realise I rang you guys. I had a cockatiel that is registered under my name at your vet. He was a albino. Yeah. So I've had him all tested and everything already. I had to adopt him out. But I did fill out adoption papers and that. Whoever gets him, I've put down your contact details that they can take over his maintenance.
That's good. So you'll know exactly where we are.
Yeah, it's just that we've moved to the Gold Coast. Do you know of any on the south side?
There is the Brisbane Birds and Exotics at Greenslopes. Would be a lot closer to you. Not sure if Unusual Pet, they've got quite a few vets around, but I'm not sure Gold Coast Way, whether they're...
I'll have to get on and do some Googling.
Yeah, there used to be Currumbin Valley, used to have a vet down there as well that saw birds. But yeah, I'm not sure exactly the area, if there's an Unusual Pet vet down that way. But definitely Greenslopes, Brisbane Birds and Exotics, they've got an exotics vet there.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you for all that information. If not, she loves driving, so we can plop her in the car and come for a big road trip.
Not a problem. We'd love to see her. Excellent. Well, all the best with everything. And,
thank you.
Give us a call if you do want to make an appointment.
Yes. Thanks for all that information. Thanks, darling. No worries.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.